The first computer I ever used was back in the 80s, and I was working for the director of finance, and he gave me a blank cheque and said, off you go and buy this new computer that's come into one of the electrical stores in Glasgow, and it was an Amstrad PC. I was the first person in his department and possibly in NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde to be using a PC, and that was my first step into the world of IT. My name is Eleanor McCall. I am the eHealth Strategic Development and Programmes Manager within NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. I work in the IT or eHealth department based in Glasgow. We're currently in the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital and Royal Hospital for Sick Children. These hospitals opened this time last year, two of our largest hospitals within NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. I try and come here at least 2-3 times a month.
So if you've just checked a patient in there?
Yes, I have.
It's a great place just to meet with clinicians, either medical staff or nursing staff.
That's great. So there's quite a lot of information on that screen, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that user-friendly for you, or could it be better?
Just to talk around any of the challenges they're having or any opportunities they see with some of our main clinical systems.
It's got good points and bad points, but I've not had any problems with it.
You kind of get used to using it.
Yeah. I've worked in healthcare now for 31 years. I started off as a medical secretary, and within the first 6 months I was bored and I knew that I needed to move somewhere else within healthcare.
Think back to the olden days.
Manual.
All these books, and we carried these big metal cases around.
And as well, everything was all...
I think from the early stages of working with computers, don't think we really understood at that point in time how things would change. Where all of our documents were stored on floppy disks, we didn't have any servers, we weren't using email, and it was like 80 PCs across a fairly large health board area. When we were implementing the first computers, we were doing it to help the business rather than thinking about ultimately what was going to improve the experience of the patient. Before we implemented these IT systems, much of the communication was on paper, or it would be a telephone call between acute and community services. There was often information not written down, so there would be gaps in the patient's medical history. Information was missing when the patient was admitted to hospital or discharged back into the community.
Good morning, Royal Hospital for Children. Can I help you?
So from one computer to a myriad of IT systems and applications, we're in a fantastic modern building that's got wireless access everywhere. Every inch of a desk has got a PC. We've got consultants walking around with tablet technology. We have no paper case notes. We don't have any storage facilities for storing case notes.
Hi, you need a hand?
Yeah.
You want a wee hand? Let's have a wee look, we'll get you checked out. Right?
The patient flow is controlled by self-service check-in kiosks. So we have no nursing staff coming out and shouting for the patients.
You know where you're going? Number four. Straight down the corridor, past the vending machines, right hand side.
Okay.
So that whole electronic communication really drives everything we do within most of our hospitals, or all of our hospitals now.
Hi Jim, how are you?
When I come in today to meet with some of the clinicians in the hospital, it's great to hear of their experiences that things are working, but also they've got ideas of things that we could be changing. I'm responsible for three of the large systems that we use within the health board. The first being TrackGear. So that basically allows us to manage the patient's pathway from registration, outpatient appointments, waiting list, inpatient, and discharge. We also have our clinical portal, which allows all of your patient information to be gathered and seen through one application. And we have EMIS Web, which is our community, children and mental health application, which allows the frontline clinicians and admin staff in those particular areas to have a single record. The size of the area that we're working can be quite daunting of a day. We don't just work within the hospitals, we're really working, you know, across the 300 GP surgeries that we have, the 270 dental locations, the 300 community pharmacies, the health centres, the 6 local health authorities. There's a lot of plates to be spun.
That's so obvious.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Welcome.
I meet with Paul Campbell, one of our 3 e-health clinical leads, or speak to him once a week. They are clinicians, so Paul is an anaesthetist. We have other medical clinicians who are also working with us.
I should tell you about this. The original request came from the neurosurgeons.
So much of his role is to reflect on what's happening at the front line with the clinicians and then bring that back to us within e-health to translate into a possible technology solution.
Okay.
So that's it. We've seen a brilliant little system developed by neurosurgeons.
Some clinicians who have perhaps developed an application that they see fit for purpose within their specialty and they want to roll that out. But we can see opportunities for getting the best and making the best use of our current applications rather than going out and spending money on buying another application.
And actually our messaging system for NHS Scotland is Sky Gateway, so we should really be spending
that.
I would say one of the main areas of tension between e-health and the clinical community is the pace and the resources of which they're expecting change to some of the systems. One of the challenges that I have certainly in this role is balancing up the clinician's expectation in terms of what they want to happen now versus what's possible with the finances that we have and the resources that we have within the department. I think there's often the case that our clinicians think that we're, you know, sitting in a back office, but I think for us we're engaging more with the clinical community, with the frontline clinical staff is really, really important. We have staff engaging on a daily basis with our clinicians at ward level, so walking the floor to ensure that any challenges that they're having there and then are actually dealt with in a timeous way. And one of the new things that we're looking to do is actually part of our staff induction is for them to spend a day with a clinician, also with their interaction with the patient, because I do feel that with any health we forget why we're here, we forget it is for the patient and for our frontline clinical staff.
Secondary.
So Richard's going to get the paperwork done and he was going to phone Jackie.
Personally, there's quite a bit of stress involved in my role in terms of making sure that we get it right, but it's also, I find it sometimes quite stressful when we're implementing new systems because you're always concerned if the system doesn't come up in time or if it doesn't come up at all, what's the impact on the clinical community and ultimately the patients. When I joined in 1985, I didn't think I would be where I am today. Supporting the frontline clinicians and making a difference to patient care in Scotland is really something that I'm very passionate about. The job satisfaction for me comes when we're talking to our frontline clinicians and they're saying that, you know, that the technology or the work that we've done has helped them to spend more time with the patients. It does make the job hugely satisfying. The landscape has completely changed in technology and it's absolutely astonishing where you think, you know, we've come from and it's been so fast. And you just wonder, you know, in the next 5 years what that landscape's going to look like. We know it's going to be really different. And I guess that's, you know, my role is to look into the future in terms of what other health boards are doing across the globe. Is there anything that we should be doing within NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde that's ultimately going to improve patients' experience of health in Scotland?